The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 20th of April, 2008. It was on this day in 1841 the first detective story was published. Edgar Allan Poe's story, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, published in Graham's Magazine, starring the detective Auguste Dupin, in which Edgar Allan Poe introduced many elements still popular in mysteries today: the genius detective, the not-so-smart sidekick, the plodding policeman, and the use of a red herring to lead readers off the track. It's the birthday of the musician Tito Puente, born in New York, New York, 1923, who became known as the Mambo King. The science fiction writer Ian Watson, born in St. Albans, England, 1943, best known for his Black River Yalien trilogy, published in the mid-80s. It's the birthday of the artist Joan Miró, born in Barcelona in 1893. Known for his colorful, surrealistic paintings that combine abstract shapes with plants and animals and people. And it's the birthday of one of the founders of psychiatry, Philippe Pinel, born in Saint-André, France in 1745. He became the chief physician at a Paris insane asylum in 1792 and found horrible conditions there, patients chained to the wall like animals and people paying an admission price to come in and watch them. Philippe Pinel put an end to all those practices, ended the treatment by bleeding and purging and blistering, arguing that the insane were not possessed by demons, they were simply under terrible stress, and began treating patients by talking to them about their problems. Here are two poems for today, two poems for spring, the first by John Clare, the second by George Herbert. John Clare's poem, Water Lilies. The water lilies on the meadow stream again spread out their leaves of glossy green, and some yet young of a rich copper gleam, scarce open in the sunny stream, are seen, throwing a richness upon leisure's eye that thither wanders in a vacant joy, while on the sloping banks luxuriantly tending of horse and cow, the chubby boy, in self-delighted whims, will often throw pebbles to hit and splash their sunny leaves, yet quickly dry again, they shine and glow like some rich vision that his eye deceives, spreading above the water day by day, in dangerous deeps, yet out of danger's way. And George Herbert's poem, The Flower. How fresh, O Lord, how sweet and clean are thy returns, even as the flowers in spring, to which, besides their own demean, the late past frosts tributes of pleasure bring. Grief melts away like snow in May, as if there were no such cold thing. Who would have thought my shriveled heart could have recovered greenness? It was gone quite underground, as flowers depart to see their mother root when they have blown, where they together all the hard weather, dead to the world, keep house unknown. And now in age I bud again, after so many deaths I live and write. I once more smell the dew and rain and relish versing, O my only light, it cannot be that I am he on whom thy tempests fell all night. John Clare's poem, Water Lilies, from 1835, and George Herbert's poem, The Flower, from 1593. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.